Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 497 for Friday, July 29th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Friday morning as gains in the Chicago soy complex provided support. Canola was steady to up $2, the November contract up $2 at $453.20 per ton. Canadian markets will be closed this Monday for a civic holiday while U.S. markets remain open. Positioning ahead of the Canadian long weekend did keep some caution in the canola market. Solid end-user demand, as crush margins remain highly profitable, did provide underlying support, but on the other side, relatively favorable North American crop conditions and expectations for large crops put pressure on values. The Canadian dollar was stronger in early activity, which also served to temper the gains. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans are higher, corn mixed, and wheat down. Soybeans up 1 to 10 cents, the November contract up 6 at $9.84 per bushel, as that market recovered from overnight declines. Forecasts calling for wetter weather next week across the Midwest eased concerns over hot and dry conditions and initially weighed on soybeans. However, end-user bargain hunting was coming forward at the lows to provide support. The U.S. dollar index was also weaker Friday morning. That contributes to the offshore interest as the weaker currency should make exports more attractive. Chart-based buying was another supportive feature amid oversold price sentiment. For corn, prices are up a penny to down a penny, the September contract up a half cent at $3.32 per bushel. Corn was lacking any real direction of its own, with spillover from the gains in soybeans countered by the bearish influence of the declining wheat market. Improving Midwestern weather prospects did put some pressure on corn, but export demand is thought to be picking up, which was supportive. Wheat, it's steady to down 5 cents, the September contract in Chicago down 5 at $4.05 per bushel. Seasonal harvest pressure was a major feature, with the winter wheat harvest in its final stages and the U.S. spring wheat harvest just starting up. However, average spring wheat yields in the U.S. are thought to be down slightly on the year, which was supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, July 29th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.